世间万物的存在必定有其存在的价值和意义，每一个事物的产生必定有其产生的根源，并非凭空而降。 Hi ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Origins of Words. This is Yuki here for you today. In our today's program, we are going to learn about the origin of to have itching ears.
欢迎收听可可英语趣味英语起源论。今天呢，我们一起来学习一下好打听的来历。
Have itching ears. Have itching ears.
据说呢，一个女人等于500只鸭子。这个等式呢，是从制造噪音的角度来讲的。虽然呢有一些夸张，但是呢确实塑造了女人们的大众形象。聚在一起爱听八卦，爱打听。刚巧呢有个俚语
，to have itching ears， to have itching ears，
可以专门用来形容这类人。注意了，英语当中的爱窥金探秘的人会耳朵发痒。所以呢，一定要注意一下英语当中爱窥探秘密的人呢会耳朵发痒 ，to have itching ears。我们说这种说法呢来头还不小呢，出自于圣经新约提摩太后书第四章的第三节。基督教的使徒保罗劝勉其门徒要精彩布道，用意趣横生的讲法激发听众的兴趣。
For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heed to themselves teachers, have itching ears.
有时候他们会厌烦听纯正的教义，但如果你能激发听者听的欲望呢，他们就会聚拥于师父的周围。显然呢，保罗口中的 to have itching ears 听的欲望，可不是让信徒听八卦，但是呢，随着岁月的流逝， to have itching ears 现在呢，经常用来比喻好打听、爱听新奇的事情。我们一起来看看下面这个相关的例句吧。
Yesterday, Mrs. Hunter asked me whether had I heard my neighbors quarreling with each other. She has itching ears.
昨天汉佛莱太太问我是否听见了邻居吵架，她就爱听个新鲜事儿。所以呢，在节目的最后呢，想要问大家一句
，Ladies and gentlemen, do you have?Itching ears，
大家爱打听吗？爱听一些新鲜的事情吗 ？OK， 以上就是今天的节目，我们一起来学习的
Have itching ears，Have itching ears，Please remember，OK，
拜拜。